Good morning and welcome to this morning's service. It feels almost like being a visitor back here. I was thinking, actually, it's 6 months since I've been in the building at all, which is it's really weird to then come back and do a service. It was almost a little bit unnerving. I was like, well, not used to the new way that we do things. It always feels really trendy if you say hi to people that are at home. Hello. If you're here in a different format or at a different time, then you're very welcome as well. So this morning then, I'm going to give you a quick introduction now, and then we'll actually get into our time of worship and prayer and engaging with God intentionally together. It starts almost with a little bit of a story. Oh, actually, no, I better give Tim's notice first, otherwise I'll forget Tim. Tim has asked, he said that next week there's a harvest service. And obviously it's going to be all a little bit different, but he's asking that if donations could still be made, we're still going to have a collection for then food to be distributed to those who need it more than us. I think that's probably the fairest way of saying it. We're trying to bless the community by being able to take out food to other people. So, and it's a great way for us to practically remember as well the good gifts that we have and the time of harvest. So that's next Sunday, built in that service. I was going to tell you a story, and the story is about two friends of mine. I left Sheffield just over 14 years ago now, and as I left, I had two church at St. Thomas Crux, a well-known church, and they were in house groups. They were part of a sort of small leadership team. They were heavily involved with the church there, and then they started having questions. And they started having questions and some doubts. And somehow, due to the people they either did or didn't have the right conversations with, they started to think that what the church had for them wasn't right. And at the end, they've now walked away from their faith, believing that the questions and doubts that they had meant that they couldn't be a part of that church or even followers of God, because they had nowhere to explore those questions and doubts. And I've been aware of this largely since my friends had that experience, because at a similar time, I started asking questions as well about how we did things in church and about the kind of stuff that I see as general day-to-day sort of this is the church way that we understand the world and how we understand God and how we understand one another. And I sat there and started to think, I just don't know. And yet I was surrounded by a small group of people that helped me to have those questions safely. And it doesn't mean that I've come back now and everything I sit and listen to in church, I kind of go, nod, yes. Because that's not the case. I didn't need to get the answers so that I could come back to where I'd started. What I needed is to be journeyed with and to be told that it was okay. That God was still there. And so, about a year ago, we started something locally. And we visited a church service down in Long Sleddle. And down in Long Sleddle, they were doing just a contemplative service. It was a service where there weren't answers from the front, where there wasn't sort of a, this is what we're going to believe this morning. It was rather a space for people that wanted to wrestle with God and wanted to wrestle with their understanding of the world around them. And they were invited into that space and made to feel welcome. And I kind of thought, wouldn't that be great? And so a group of four of us have started something called Abbey. That came from the name of the gathering down in Long Sleddle. And it's basically a contemplative space. And this morning I'm going to offer something based on the style of service that we do there. And so, as is always the way in these times, things are a little different. They'll be a little different to the normal, a little different. I'm hoping that that you'll find a way for that to help you to engage with God, with your understanding of the world and with the understanding of yourself this morning. It does involve some silence, and I'm aware that for some people that may be uncomfortable, and we'll try and use a little bit of music to help soften the jarringness of silence. But yeah, I think we'll get there. I think we'll get there. It's quite an introduction, really, isn't it? Okay, tell you what, let's start with a bit of stillness. Let's start just by being still and noticing one another. And noticing that the people to your left and to your right, in front of you, behind you, contain the Spirit of God. That those of you at home watching this, you contain the Spirit of God. And as we're here together today, somehow notice that. And of course, the God beyond us, and let's notice that God is here among us, not just within us, but around us and about us. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for your presence in all times and in all places. We thank you for all that you've revealed of yourself to each one of us as individuals and together as to us as a body. We invite you, Lord, to inspire our prayers and our worship this morning. May we learn from you. May we be challenged by the new. Fill us again with a sense of your love and peace. Amen. We've got an opening prayer, and it's an opening prayer that we're going to say together. So the words will appear on the screen, as if by magic. Let's say together. In this busy world that we inhabit, grant us space to rest a while by the still waters of your peace, to hear the whisper of your voice and feel the warmth of your breeze within our souls. Grant us space to rest a while. The world is a noisy place, full of 100 voices calling to us, seeking to guide, direct, even control us. And among them all is the voice of the Good Shepherd, leading us into fullness of life. Gathered today in this building and in our homes, let's listen together for the voice that we somehow know. A little practice that we've got, it's called the prayer of examine. And it's a way of us preparing ourselves, opening ourselves to the presence of God in ourselves and in the world around us. It's going to take a while, maybe 5 minutes or so, and it's mostly going to be quiet. But I'm going to throw in some ideas in order to help sort of lead our time and our reflection. But let's treat this moment as a time of prayer, a time of self-examination, and a time of inviting God to lead and guide us as we search ourselves and look towards the coming week. So let's pray. Let's start this prayer of self-examination by inviting God to help us look at our past week through God's eyes, not merely through our own. Let's take time to focus on gratitude. Let's try to remember the experiences from our past week that we can now be thankful for. Now try and replay the whole of the past week in whatever detail you can manage. Notice who you've met, where you've been, and what you've done. And invite the Spirit to bring to mind the particular things we need to remember here and now. And let's tie into this prayer a time of confession. where can we, with the Spirit's prompting, face up to what is wrong in us and in our lives? And finally, looking towards the week to come, what is God inviting us to do this week? Should we live in a new way? Is there a particular person we should minister to in some way? Invite God to stir up an answer in our hearts, looking toward the week ahead. We're going to do a Lectio Divina style approach to engaging with Scripture this morning. We'll read the passage three times slowly. The first time, I'll read it. The second time, it's going to be up on the screen, and I'll invite you all to read it together. And then the third time, Amara is going to read it. So we hear it in three different voices. As we read and as we listen, I invite you to invite God to speak to you through it. As the passage is read, look for any word or phrase that draws your attention. And if and when you identify this word or phrase, begin to focus upon just that. Invite the Spirit to help you understand and to apply what has been given to you. The reading is from John 10, verses 14 to 16. I've gone for the NIV Reader's Version, but I think I don't actually know if there's Bibles in the chairs. If there is, then feel free to use the Bibles, or obviously at home. But yeah, I've got this, so it's almost the same, but meant to be slightly easier to read. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They know me just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I give my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this sheep pen. I must bring them in too. They also will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. Let's read this together. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They know me just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I give my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this sheep pen. I must bring them in too. They also will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd.
I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They know me just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I give my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this sheep pen. I must bring them in too. They also will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd.
So typically in the Abbey setting, we allow sort of 15 minutes of space for people to wander off as they reflect upon the Bible passage for the day. Obviously, here and now, that doesn't really work so easily. We also don't particularly share a sermon, trying to avoid that idea that the person at the front has the answers, and inviting folk instead to look within. I mean, I wonder if you've considered the fact that already you've had an 8-minute sermon without me saying anything. The idea that the Spirit has already been at work within us through the word in Scripture, the word of life that is Christ expressed through the Spirit has been at work in us, bringing things to mind. And yet, because we're here and now, that I'll share my thoughts. We'd normally do it over coffee at the end, to be an informal chat, to be a place for discussion where we could disagree if we chose to, and sort of say, yeah, I hear where you're coming from, but this was my thought on it. But again, that doesn't work, and so you get something more traditional, which is the right answer from the front. No, it's not the right answer. One view from the front. So when I was preparing, when I kind of did my own sort of time of reflection on the passage, I read it through as well. I allowed whatever was there to come to mind. And what came to mind for me was the whole idea of the sheep outside of this pen, and yet the fact that they still know the voice of the shepherd. There's something about the voice of the shepherd that calls to them. I was just like, that's really good. I love the fact that there's people outside of our church gatherings that also know the voice of the shepherd. And I guess the voice of the shepherd, where and what is that voice? Maybe that voice of the shepherd is my voice. Maybe as I try and represent the Christ that dwells within me into the world around me, then maybe my words can be the words of God. They can be the voice of the shepherd. I can invite people into a way of understanding themselves, the world around them, understanding God. Maybe that's the voice of the shepherd. But what about if it's bigger than that? Audible word. What if it's similar to the word that's been with us since the beginning, that called all things into creation? The word that exists and holds all things together. What if that word was also the voice of the shepherd? What if there's something inherent in the world around us that is calling people to follow the shepherd? That are being invited into fullness of life. As part of my new role, I've started going for walks with folk. So people will organise a walk and they'll say, anybody fancy joining me? I've started going along, and it's my way of listening to context in which I'm trying to work and serve, where I'm trying to notice the voice of the shepherd and to invite others to notice it too. And I recognise that as we have conversations, and the kind of conversations you have when you're walking are just breathtaking, really. People opening up about their own lives as single mums and struggling to be parents and struggling with work and struggling with balance in life, and how they find that there's something in the space of the outdoors and walking with others that allows them to restore that balance, where they find a sense of peace. I'm like, I would have used different phrases for that, but I think that we're talking the same language. I think we've noticed the same voice of the shepherd as we're out and about in the world. As I go for a walk, I encounter something beyond the view. And I call that God. I call that the God that's been revealed through Jesus and is stirred in me each day by the Spirit. But they don't. Not yet. But the fact that they know that voice and they are choosing to follow it, it just inspires me. I just kind of think, ah, the Good Shepherd. They know his voice. I suspect that you've probably come up with different things as you've been spending your time. I don't know if you find, I don't know if you are finding ways to have conversation with other people within the body of Christ in this place. If you are, just tell them what your thoughts were. I think that's the strength of us as a church, is that we have those conversations. It means that we can't just go off on some random tangent just on our own, but actually we hold ourselves accountable to one another and hold one another to account. But somehow hearing one another's voice into the conversation, I feel, just adds a real richness. It's not just the person at the front that happens to be wearing the microphone today, but each one of us is bringing something of an experience and a revelation of God into the lives of one another. If you get the chance, be that this week to somebody. We've got kind of a thought stroke prayer that Gareth's going to bring to us. It's written by a proper author, so it tries to sum up some of where I've been going, but more eloquently. I won't do a dance as Gareth's coming down. I'll just go and sit down.
The Waymark Prayer. When you take the time to draw on your own listening imagination, you will begin to hear this gentle voice at the heart of your life. It is deeper and surer than all the other voices of disappointment, unease, self-criticism, and bleakness. All holiness is about learning to hear the voice in your own soul. It's always there, and the more deeply you learn to listen, the greater surprises and discoveries that will unfold. To enter into the gentleness of your own soul changes the tone and quality of your life. Your life is no longer consumed by hunger for the next event, experience, or achievement. You learn to come down from the treadmill and walk on the earth. You gain a new respect for yourself and others, and you learn to see how wonderfully precious this one life is. You begin to see through the enchanting veils of illusion that you had taken for reality. You no longer squander yourself on things and situations that deplete your essence. You now know that your true source is not outside you. Rather, God residing in you is your true source, and now a new energy and passion awakens in you. So be it. Amen.
That was a reflection from an author called John O'Donoghue. I keep turning to his books at the moment. He was a Celtic writer. I just like his words. We are all pilgrims on life's journey. Whatever we believe, whatever our background, whatever our circumstances, we are all pilgrims on the way. A metaphor for us might be that our gathering together here in this space and beyond in our homes, acts together like a cairn along the way, a collection of living stones helping one another to find our way home. Continuing with this journey image, let's say a sending out prayer together. The response from you at the end of each line that I read is, "May your footsteps guide us." In all our travelling, may your footsteps guide us. In our journeying to work and returning, may your footsteps guide us. Within our homes and families, may your footsteps guide us. In our leisure time together, may your footsteps guide us. In difficult situations and conflict, may your footsteps guide us. As we stumble on the way, may your footsteps guide us. In the travelling of our faith, may your footsteps guide us. As we place our trust in you, may your footsteps guide us. In all our travelling, may it be your footsteps in which we place our feet. Amen. Closing hymn, Love Divine. Abbey meets once a month at the moment. We meet down in St. Ninian's Church. But for more details, and if you're interested, or know somebody that is perhaps struggling to engage with church in the same way that we do, then please get in touch with me via the office. They'll pass on any messages to me. We want it to be a place that helps people not lose God, because we know that the voice of the shepherd is out there calling, even if at these times and in their life they're struggling to encounter God in this place in the way that we do. So if you know of people like that, then please do get in touch with me. We'd love to be part of supporting them on their journey. I think the only thing I need to say is to leave through that door, I think, and don't wait around. Yeah, don't talk to people until you're outside, when it's not my fault. A blessing to finish. I bless you in the name of the Father, the God that is beyond our description and knowledge and understanding. And I bless you in the name of Jesus, whose life is an example to us all. And I bless you in the name of the Spirit, who stirs us up, enables us to live in the manner of Christ. Amen.